Welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for Alpaca People. Great to see you again. So I've been thinking about welcomes, and I was looking at my my numbers the other day for the Alpaca Tribe podcast, and I discovered that I've got a whole bunch of listeners down in Brazil, and welcome, obrigado. So good to have you here, and I hope you're appreciating and enjoying the podcast. I hope my English is not too fast for you. My Portuguese is pretty limited, so apologies for that, but you're welcome. And bonjour to those who are listening in France. And croeso if you're listening in Wales. And I'm running out now. Do you know you can see those postcards sometimes, or t-shirts or whatever it is, where it's a whole series of alternative language things all saying welcome. And I kind of look at them and bienvenue or something along those lines, which is probably something like good to see you, is it? Something like the literal translation. Anyway, welcome. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, I see you now and again as a little coloured spot on my world map of who's listening and where and what you're listening with. And you're welcome. So glad that you're here. It makes it all worthwhile after all. Coming down to the girls and giving them breakfast. Yes, welcome. I was welcomed because I was bringing food, or I was going to be releasing food. I did the mucking out first. That was there was more of it. It's been so wet and horrible. We've had yellow warnings, amber warnings, high wind, goodness knows what, and it's a really calm, much more normal winter day today. Just take a breath. Oh, there's a bit of sun as well. That's nice. So the alpacas, they have a curiosity. They are interested. And sometimes we can mistake that for a welcome. Sometimes it's kind of a, ooh, what's going on here? Who are you? What are you doing? What are you up to? They read your body language really well. They understand what's going on. And they will find interest in what's happening. And if you're going to give them food, they will definitely find interest in that. And there are other things then that they kind of go, ooh, I don't like his hat. Sometimes they don't like my hat. I don't know what that is, but they don't. And other times, I say things that are different, isn't it? They stand out. They go, oh, that's unusual. The behaviour, the timing, whatever it is. If it's unusual, then they go, oh, I'm not sure what's happening here. What's all this about? And so there's that curiosity, and the ears go up. And there's all the body language stuff for you to read, which was to do with the ears, the position of the head and the tail. And watch it as they interact with each other, but also how they interact with you. And there are some things that you do that are not welcome, and the attention you give them sometimes is like with Hermione, it's when I look at her too much or with too much interest. Oh no, don't look at me, I've got it. And it was Hermione's daughter, and she was stood on the path and she was chewing the cud. It's unusual. She was moving because I think I was coming down to give them the food, but she's chewing the cud, so she's got the figure eight motion with her jaw going, and she's kind of staring at me. And then she suddenly realised I was looking back at her. That wasn't welcome. She said, I need to go. And off she ran down into the stable area where the food was going to be. So I mucked out. They'd been in because it's been so wet. So I had to do a bit more mucking out, just clear some space. It's a bit easier for them to be given the food and to move around and to the different places, because they do mill around as they're eating the food. And so I had to muck out first. So they stood a bit, watching. Oh, he's talking again. That wasn't quite so welcome either. Just get the food out, please. So some of the things that are going on are welcome, but a bit too much attention, particularly if you move in because you're going to touch them or handle them. You're going to deal with something, whether it's a bit of bramble in the fleece or whether it's you want to check the feet out. Feet are an issue this time of year here in the UK in the winter. With wet ground, then the pads can get quite soft. and you just occasionally get a problem with a thorn or a or something. Occasionally you get problems between the toes where you're going to get it's damp and it's a bit and it can get smelly and horrible and a bit of fungal growth or a bit of infection there. So you just need to be aware of those. Feet are good to check. Toenails, they grow a bit faster when they're on wet ground all the time. Who knows? I have no idea, but that's what happens. And so some may just need a little bit of a trim, and that's worth being aware of. The other thing I've noticed, and that you might want to just step in and have a little look at, is messy eyes, the kind of mucky around the corners, a little bit of, it's not really infected, but there's just a bit of extra mucky stuff around the eyes. Could be from the dust from the hay or just whatever, but it can be an indicator that they're a bit run down. So it's worth looking at, just checking there isn't an infection there, and also clearing it off. It'll dry off and it'll brush off at some point anyway, but if you're concerned, if there's a lot, it's worth having a look at. And you can sometimes see a tear run that goes down from the eye, and that's interesting to be aware of, just in case there's something else going on that's eye irritation that's producing a lot more of the liquid around in the eye, and it's overspilling and running down the face. So that can be an indicator of something. It's worth just checking. Ears, yeah, while you're on it, you might as well, if you're doing the head, check down the jawline, just check for swellings and things, that there's no infection and anything that's going to get under the tooth and get into the jaw. So it's quick and easy to do. But the main thing you really want to do at this time of year in the UK, we full fleeced, so it's less easy to see their body condition. It is most of the year, so you need to get your hands on them and do a body condition score. So that's over the hip area at the back there. You're just checking over the spine, finger and thumb, over the top, and seeing what it is that's going on. I'm in a different place here. It's interesting behaviour. Hello, Megan. Are you coming to see me? So I'm in a different place here, and they've just walked around the corner. There's a picture on the website, so alpacatribe.com. Check out the latest episode, the latest post. And they kind of wander around, and then they stood and staring. What are you doing? And Megan decided to walk up onto the little terrace area where I was sitting out of the wind. It's quieter for the mic as I'm recording, but she's come over. So, what are you doing over here? She's a funny one. She pretends she doesn't care and she's not interested, and she's staying away from me. Oh, it's eating leaves. She's come to clear up some of the fallen leaves. She enjoys those in particular, so she's just hoovering up some leaves. This is a follow-on from her breakfast, which she's already had. There you go. So there are things that are... That's curiosity at work, that. Is it welcome? I don't know. I'm probably assuming it is. I'm not rushing after her or pushing her away or trying to get close to her. So that kind of behaviour is welcome. When you start doing things that are over the line, they do notice the difference. And you'll see the change in body language with the ears and the head and the... They'll try and move away, etc. So there are times when you do need to check him over, and it's good to do the body condition, as I said, and check the feet and check around the eyes. It's a good time of year to be doing that kind of thing. Yeah, if you're sort of relatively still and patient, don't, as I said last time, don't creep around because they feel like they're being hunted, but don't rush around. So slow and steady, and you can just kind of be able to engage with them. Oh, hello. Pridwen just come around the corner. Oh, hello, and Ellie as well. Oh, they're all coming now. There's something going on. I don't know that it was because of Megan or it's just a sheltered spot. Have I picked a good sheltered spot, and this is where you normally come? Perhaps this is what you normally do after breakfast, and I just didn't realise. Well, hello. Oh, you're coming for a leaf. Oh, look at that. There's a thing happening now where some of the others are now starting to go find leaves. So Betsan has just come around the corner, and she's looking for leaves as well. But Megan has got the best collection so far. They've all gone. She's had them. So they're ones from that had blown down from the willows. And was it different working through them? How funny. There's a few of the brown ones going, but most of the, it's the yellow. Well, we love a few of the brown ones. Well, yeah, that's a fresh brown one. We love that. Well, yeah. Well, I guess that's good. I don't know. It's that time of year when the grass is slowing down, so you've got to get your food where you can, and they're going for the leaves at the moment. She's gradually creeping closer and closer, is Megan. She happens to be feeding in my direction. I don't think she's coming towards me because it's me. But she every now and again lifts her head and has a look. Oh, hello, Alice. Alice is just around the corner with her bright red coat. Hello, sweet one. How are you? You happy? You all right there? Oh, thought something was going on here. Now they're all coming. They're definitely, there's a thing going on where they're collecting stuff, chewing on bits and pieces, but also listening to me talking. So welcome to all those people around the world. And that's for any alpacas who are listening. They're mainly the ones who are stood in front of me at the moment. I don't think many alpacas listen to my podcast, that's for sure. But do you recognise all the sounds and the things that are going on? Is it a welcome? Is it an unwelcome? And you can notice the difference. Do kind of file those things away. Learn to read the signs. It becomes automatic after a while. You just get a feel for this one's happy, this one's not happy. With each other, or it all depends who's doing what to who and how close they are and whether they're connected and that kind of stuff. So a welcome to you and a welcome to any alpacas in the vicinity. And as you're spending time with your alpacas or somebody else's alpacas, just try and read those body language things and recognize whether things are welcome or unwelcome. And some of that unwelcome attention, too much looking or moving towards or fussing them. But there's a curiosity and you can engage with what's going on. Alice is just having a sit down. She's decided, I'm going to sit up here because it's out of the wind. So settle with the front knees, dip down, settle with the back legs, and then finish shuffling and tucking your legs underneath you. And then it's a very classic alpaca cush, sat down like that. And then she'll sit for a while, and then she'll start chewing the cud, I'm sure. And others will maybe join. That wasn't an alpaca. That was a horse from the top field. It's going to be a good day, I think. The weather has shifted and just the intensity's dropped, which is very welcome. So they will enjoy being out and about, not penned in the stable. I don't keep them in, except when there's really, really bad weather and we haven't had any of that. And they'll sort themselves as to where they want to be, but they've got access to being indoors if they wanted to be indoors. But there's also areas of tree and bush cover, which means that they can get into a more sheltered spot, and because of the way it's roughly north-south, the valley, so they will adjust depending on where the wind's coming from and find a quiet spot or a being out in the open, whichever they prefer, and they do have a preference. Really interesting. Just noticed that Megan, who we have an interesting relationship where she's quite often will threaten to spit at me and stuff, but she's had a feed, she's had a wander, and now she's standing. She's not close, but she's 6 feet away from me. More of a back end towards me than front, but she's just standing there and she's just listening to me talk and taking notes, perhaps, who knows. But she's just happy to be here. She stopped feeding, she's just standing here watching what I'm doing. And ready to move away. Should I move towards her? Should I threaten her anyway? She's ready. she is a sweetie, but she is funny. And there are animals where you need to spend the time to learn to understand. You never, I'm sorry. It's just, it's a lifetime, theirs and yours, to gather that knowledge and wisdom. And you'll still be surprised and still get caught out. But the more you spend time with them, the more you get to know them. And obviously you're able to then check what's normal. And if they're out of normal behaviour, then you can file that away for check them later or intervene now. But yeah, she's just standing here, just quite happily near me, but not too... That's her distance. It's a bit like cats. Cats are... You know what cats are like? When they kind of... They want to be around, and there's times when they really want to be around and want to curl up on you and stuff. And other times when, I'm sorry, they're just a little bit diffident. They're going to stand away, stand apart. They don't want to be too far away, but they just... It's on their terms. And alpacas are very like that. Whenever you're working with alpacas and interacting with alpacas, it's always on their terms to get the best from the interaction, from the relationship. So there you go. So it's a much better day for being outdoors. So I've enjoyed my time out here. Hope you've enjoyed being with me here in the valley with the girls, and we shall see you again soon. So take care. If you can, go spend some time with some alpacas. And catch you again soon. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.